Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey and I would like to ask you a few questions. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Sir, scientists say climate change is changing worse due to fossil fuel use. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you, sir. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Yes.
And would you say you are strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electric grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of the climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I'm sorry, could you ask that question again, please?
Yes. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electric grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of the climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I would support.
And would you say strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Can you repeat that, please?
Mm-hmm. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. And Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution. Would you support or oppose the air quality equipment standard?
Support.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read a list of proposals being considered by the state. Please tell me if you think they are, if you or strongly or somewhat support or strongly or somewhat oppose. Let's start with expanding quality healthcare. Would you support or oppose?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Mm-hmm. Expanding quality healthcare. Would you support or oppose?
I would support that.
Thank you. Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose?
Support what now?
Improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose?
Electrical grid reliability.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I would support that.
Okay. What about providing immediate relief after a natural disaster?
I would support that.
Increasing access to public transportation.
I would support that.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
I would support that.
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
I would support that.
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
I would support that.
Okay, I would say strongly or somewhat support to those?
Very strongly.
Thank you so much. How convincing do you find the following statement? Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all the Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing?
Can you read that again?
Yes, sir. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate change, the climate crisis, and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all the Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. It is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you so much. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you so much. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
If they were to support the bill to do what?
Solar farms.
Solar farms. A bill that would do what with solar farms? Subsidize them? Provide incentives? Like, what would it do?
Just the information that I have in the question. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
It depends on what exactly they're doing. Like, making it easier, I would want to know what exactly are they doing to make it easier.
Understand. And just with this specific information, what would be your answer?
What I'm saying is that when you say make it easier, it depends.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's going to be, if it's going to be a subsidy, is it going to be a government program that builds it? I'm saying it depends on how, like making it easier. I would want to know how.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll continue with the next question. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
If they do what?
if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
That would have no impact on my opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
That would enhance my opinion.
Thank you so much. And would you support or oppose that bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grids, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Would you support or oppose?
I would support that.
And would you say somewhat support or strongly support?
I would say strongly support.
Thank you so much, sir. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I wouldn't vote for either of those candidates.
Thank you so much. Just the last few questions for statistical purposes only. We're almost done, and thank you so much for your time. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older?
I'm 36.
Thank you so much. In which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent?
I am registered as a Democrat.
Thank you so much. And what is your race? White, African American, or older?
I'm Black, African American.
Thank you so much, sir. Well, thank you so much for your time. We already completed the survey. And thank you for your kindness helping me with these questions. Happy holidays.
All right, you too.
Take care, sir.
All right.